The Mind Aware, 447.
Well, it starts with you feeling good.
So excited to have 15 to 30 minutes of just pure fun right now. This is going to be good.
Yay! I love that.
Oh, that sounds nice. I'd like that. I'll go get that for myself right now.
Be perfect every minute of every day. Never have another drop of sugar. Because I think if you say that to people, everybody's going to freak out.
Hi, Dana. It's great to see you. I mean, not see you, but be with you today.
What I found to be the secret.
Who doesn't want to be great? I love it.
You know, when you're clear, what you choose to show up in your life will, and only to the extent that you're clear.
That's the amazing capacity of the human mind.
Hello, 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 Dana Wild here, and welcome to the show. So, at the time of this taping, last week, Facebook crashes, right? Goes completely down, right during one of my live streams, I might add. I'm not taking it personally, though. Then, Instagram, boom, out for the day. And then I had to laugh because the awesome Mary Jane Fitch, who is our happiness ambassador at The Mind Aware, she sends over this little thing to me via Skype, and I don't know who this Hannah Berner is who posted this, but I'm assuming she's somebody, Instagram star with a lot of followers, but she sends over this little post to me from Hannah Berner over on Instagram that says, everyone says, Mercury in retrograde isn't real, and anyone who believes in it is stupid. And then Mercury says, oh, really? I'm going to go into retrograde and F up all of Facebook and Instagram. Don't question me again, bitches. Right. So this is the kind of thing that we do. This is what we consider work here at the Mind Aware. So what's the deal with Mercury retrograde? And people often laugh when they say, like, Dana, why do you keep talking about Mercury retrograde? Is that the story you want to tell? Like, it, do you want to tell the story that you are influenced by the planets or all of this? So I got a few things to say about this, and it's going to surprise you because it's actually going to relate to how you build your business, how you build your business faster, how you build your influence faster, and how you bust your stories, right? So there's a ton of stuff wrapped up in just this one thing that I think you're really, really going to like. So for those of you that aren't familiar with this term of Mercury being in retrograde, there's about three times a year where for a few weeks, usually around 3 weeks, that the planet Mercury appears to be going backwards. And the story has it that during those time periods, you're going to find more challenges with communication in whatever form that comes. So it might be with a partner or relationship or friends, or you'll be more likely to be misunderstood, or you'll say things, or people might even just irritate you more. Or it could be in technology. Things go down, like Facebook going down for the day, or Instagram, or you get on that webinar and it's like, oh my gosh, it didn't work. Well, of course, Mercury's in retrograde. So people kid around about it a lot. And throughout my life, when I finally started figuring out, like, okay, this is a thing and this is a thing people talk about, first of all, the planet thing, my belief system is if the planets can affect things as big as the oceans, then why couldn't they affect us? I mean, we are like 80% plus something water, right? So if the moon and the planets can affect other things on the planet, why couldn't they affect us? Now, having said that, people say, well, isn't it just a story, just like any other story you tell? Anything that you believe, my business is not doing well, well, then your reticular activating system matches it up. Your business isn't doing well. My business is rocking. It matches it up. My clients are broke. You look for those, the reticular activating system, the little matchmaker that lives in your head, that part of your brain that sifts through the mucky muck, finds the broke clients. My client is rocking, or my clients are all awesome and they're coming to me every day. Okay, now your RAS looks for that. So wouldn't this just be another story? And the short answer is yes, of course it is. Everything's a story. Everything we live in our existence is a story, all of it. 100% we are telling stories, and some of us, we stack up evidence or proof, scientific or otherwise, to back up the stories that we tell, but yes, it's a story. So if I know that it's a story, then why would I continue to kid around, even jokingly, talk about Mercury retrograde? Here are the three things I've got to say about Mercury retrograde and how it's benefited me. And then I'm going to end with telling you how this relates to your business and how you can use it to escalate your business. So the first thing is, I have on my calendar when Mercury is going into retrograde, and here's what I do. When it comes up, I know, okay, it's time to do that webinar or it's time to send something out. I'm going to be extra, extra careful that all the little technology bits are in a row, that everything is put together exactly perfectly. Now, shouldn't I be extra, extra careful all the time? Perhaps. But at least during Mercury retrograde, it gives me a chance to exercise that detail muscle that I never, ever exercise. Like, I really, you know, some things you just accept in your personality, and I'm a big picture person, so I like that about myself, and I'm okay with it, but it's good for me to exercise my detail part of my personality every so often. And Mercury retrograde gives me the opportunity. I have that opportunity to really dot my I's, cross my T's, figure out, like, okay, is everything hooked up right? Did I think of everything? Have I got my whole checklist? I turn into Mallory for a day. So Mallory here on our team, she's our detail gal. And so Mercury retrograde gives me an opportunity to do that. Another thing that I like about Mercury retrograde is, I'll just tell this one via way of a story. So probably about, must have been a year or two ago, I was having some trouble bringing the dog in, and it was wet outside, and we have these towels in our foyer area, so I'm wiping the dog off, and he gets into the house and he starts tracking on the stone floor all this water, and my man is there and he's kind of irritated and irritable, like, why aren't you doing a better job? And I'm like, well, I'm doing the best I can. And we can see, like, okay, this is like we're both really annoyed with each other in that moment. So we have a rule where if we're having a little fight or a debate, or we're hungry and we're arguing about something, we don't stay in the same room. We just don't, because nothing good comes from either one of us being off center. So I go off to my area trying to think happy thoughts, you know, turn myself around, feel better. And suddenly it hits me. Mercury's in retrograde. And I think, oh my God, it's no wonder I'm so irritable. Mercury's in retrograde. That's why I'm so fussy. Mercury's in retrograde. So I immediately trudge back upstairs and I go and I see where he is in his office and I say, hey, Mercury's in retrograde. And immediately he smiles and laughs. He's like, oh, Mercury's in retrograde. Well, that's what the deal is. And so shouldn't we give people the benefit of the doubt all the time? Like, shouldn't we always just be like, oh, whatever, you were fussy, I was fussy, it's no big deal? Of course we should. But Mercury retrograde is that shortcut for something that was really little that could have blown up into something really big. Probably not, but could have. You know, you never know. You have those days. And now it doesn't. Why? Because we go, oh, it's Mercury, no big deal. Final one, the good thing about Mercury retrograde, and I didn't get this one from myself, I've just read this in a few different places on the web, and I really like this idea, is that when you see Mercury retrograde come up, rather than think of it as a time for worry or fretting or upset, think of it as a time of reflection. It's a time when, you know, kind of like what I talked about earlier, you can slow down, you can get more detailed, you can reflect on what you want to come next. If you think about it, it happens 3 times a year for 3 weeks, so why not use it as a touchstone during those times when Mercury is in retrograde to reevaluate, pull back, reevaluate your business, reevaluate your life, look at how things are going and where you want to be. It's almost like getting New Year, the New Year's and the New Year's resolution and the New Year holiday 3 times a year, where you get to really reflect and pull back and look at where you want to go next. So having said all of that, I've got a real powerhouse tip for you at the end here to tell you how you can use all these little vignettes I've got about Mercury and this story of Mercury in retrograde to build your business and to turn around anything in your business that you think is an obstacle. So sit tight, because when I come back, I'm going to talk about it. For those of you that don't know, by the way, we've got a very important workshop happening. And if you like this kind of thing of like talking about the brain and the reticular activating system and mindset and then training your brain and all that stuff, definitely go over to danaclass.com and check out what we've got coming up. Because I think you're going to see that when you start to understand mindset, that is the secret sauce or the shift that takes you to the next level. So I will be right back in 90 seconds.
Have you seen Dana's Top 5 Myths video yet? It's the video where she turns everything you've ever heard about building your own business on its head. If you've ever been told that you should get out of your comfort zone, or get a system, or the fortune is in the follow-up, then you have to hear this free video. To get this video for free, just go to danawild.com/free training or text 44222 with the word myth-busting. That's all one word with no spaces. Again, online, that's danawild.com/free training, or from your phone, just text 44222 with the word myth-busting, all together with no spaces. And we'll send you this controversial video right away. The best part about this video is that Dana tells you the easy steps you could be using to build your business instead of using these tired old myths. What if everything you've ever been told about building a business is wrong? It is. Go to danawild.com/free training today and find out why.
Hello, hello, and welcome back. Dana Wild here. And we've been talking about Mercury in retrograde, which, you know, it's kind of a crazy topic for a show that helps people who are entrepreneurs in the personal development space. But here's the thing. The reason I'm talking about it is because it points a finger at so many other things that relate to brain training. One of the reasons why I'm doing this upcoming class at danaclass.com, and so please check out danaclass.com, but one of the reasons why I'm doing that is because I think, first stop, the most important tool you have for building your business is your brain, without a shadow of a doubt. 100% of the results you're getting all start with thought. They all start with the quality of your thoughts, the things that you're thinking, because the thoughts that you're thinking, they create the emotions that you're experiencing, they create your ability to respond in any given moment, they create your relationships with other people, they create the actions you decide to take in any moment, they create the results that you get from those actions because of the person you are, the emotional state you're in when you're taking those actions. So there's absolutely nothing more important you can do than get your mindset in check. Understand how to think in your own head. Practice it. Practice thinking thoughts that feel good. Practice thinking thoughts that feel better. And here's the thing. With some of these things that we have about ourselves, you say, well, how can I feel better about it? This is something that's standing in my way. Let's say I had a really deep-seated belief about Mercury retrograde, where I thought it was this huge, horrible thing and I couldn't do business during those 9 weeks every year when it happens. Well, that's not really a belief that serves me. And so I don't need to throw out the whole belief in order to make it serve me. What I can do is I can take that belief and say, you know, Mercury retrograde is maybe a real thing. And so I'm going to use it as an opportunity to be more detailed, use it as an opportunity to be more introspective, use it as an opportunity to take pause and be more thoughtful in my response, use it as an opportunity to give people the benefit of the doubt, use it as an opportunity that when somebody's not 100% to go, oh, well, of course they're not 100%. Mercury's in retrograde, right? So we can do that with every quote-unquote negative story we've got in our business. So if you're introverted, rather than making introversion the problem in your business, make it the reason for your success. I'm successful because people like that I'm a listener. People like that I'm quiet. People like that I ask questions. People like that I'm thoughtful. People like that I pause beforehand. People like that I let them be the star. That's why I'm successful. I attract clients with that style. If you're a procrastinator, make that your reason for success rather than something that's standing in your way of success. You know, I'm successful because I wait until the energy aligns. I don't take action till I know it's right. I let things simmer, but when they simmer and they're ready and they come to a boil, then I act and I get things done on time. Everything happens in exactly the right timing for me because I don't force the energy. I allow it to build at exactly the perfect right time, right? So this is the point about stories like these. My logical mind and my brain training mind could say, look at Dana, just give up the Mercury retrograde story. Don't tell it at all anymore because you know it's a story just like every other story that we've created as humans here. Or you can say, this is my playground and I can think or be or have any attribute I have and use it as a jumping off point or a leverage point for success. And so can you. You can pick and choose all of those things that you think are permanent and you can decide, do I tell good stories about them? Or do I tell bad stories about them? Do I tell limiting stories that make me feel bad? Or do I tell stories that help me to feel good about who I am and where I'm going? How I'm building my business? How everything is working out? How I have everything I need to be successful right now? Because you do. And we'll see you next time on The Mind Aware.
It's not a hell yes, it's a no.
Very good, yes.
Don't be afraid to make the change. The world will go on.
If you're not pissing people off, you're not doing it right.
Practice mindful walking.
Stay outside of your comfort zone, because that's where the magic happens.
How many people we know who get to the top of the ladder, and as Stephen Covey beautifully said, find that it's leaning against the wrong wall?
Pause and give this moment my full love and attention.
Feedback does not ever tell you anything about yourself. It tells you about the person or the people giving the feedback.
Am I being driven by my greed? Am I being driven by my pride or my ego?